USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The testimony from National Security Official Fiona Apple and State Department official in the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, David Holmes, have wrapped up as they were testifying in the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump. During the Q&A session with Congress, Republican Congressman from Texas, Will Hurd, says,
"An impeachable offense should be compelling, overwhelmingly clear, and unambiguous, and it's not something to be rushed or taken lightly. I've not heard evidence proving the president committed bribery or extortion."
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is blaming Democrats for not getting much done to improve the lives of Americans. He says it's clear Democrats only have the priority of impeaching President Trump on their mind. This as Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi signals that the USMCA deal will not be signed before Thanksgiving. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Billionaire and former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, continues to flirt with a possible run for the White House. Here's the latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Bloomberg is filing paperwork to run for president, but a spokesman says Bloomberg's not yet made a final decision on if he's going to run for the Democratic nomination or not. The former New York City mayor filing a statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission on Thursday. Still, it is a sign he is serious about running in the 2020 election. Bloomberg's already spending money. He launched a $100 million digital ad campaign attacking President Trump in several key battleground states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two Air Force airmen are dead following what's being called an aircraft mishap in Oklahoma. Vance Air Force Base officials say they died this morning when a T-31 Talon went down during a training mission. A safety investigation team is looking into what happened. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem is defending the state's launch of an anti-drug campaign with the slogan, "Meth, we're on it." The tagline drew criticism and ridicule across social media, but Noem cites the backlash as proof that the efforts are raising awareness. She joins Fox News and says,
"We need everybody to be on the problem of solve the problem with us. Get to the table." I was in a restaurant a couple weeks ago, Ainsley, and a woman walked into this restaurant. She was high on meth. She had a couple little kiddos with her that obviously were not being well taken care of. And everybody in that restaurant pretended they didn't see her, didn't do anything to come alongside her, to talk to her. And that really is what I'm trying to change in South Dakota. Wow. I need every single person in the state engaged on making sure that we're coming alongside people who are struggling with addiction, getting them treatment, and making sure that we're healing our families. And so that's why this ad campaign is provocative. It's to make people be aggressive on fighting this disease that we've got that's really damaging our state. And I want every single person today talking about it.
And finally, in sports news, week 12 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Houston Texans hosting the Indianapolis Colts with kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock. Please remember you can take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.